Immokalee, Florida, February 12th, 5:18 p.m. local time. The black van with tinted glass took off from the service station as soon as the man carrying a six-pack of Coca-Cola got in. There were four men in the van. Three had been recruited by the CIA after being accepted into Army and Navy Special Forces. The fourth, who was also the squad leader, had joined the company immediately after finishing college and had been trained at Camp Peary, a notorious training facility known as the Farm. This was where Langley developed his operatives. After handing out cans of Coke, the man spoke to the squad leader, who was at the wheel of the van.
Do you think the targets are going to be where we're heading?
I don't have any idea. Those pics in the file were taken at 1400 hours by our satellites, and they don't show any activity worth mentioning.
Just three guards. From his profile, the owner doesn't strike me as someone looking for trouble. He's drowning in family money. What reason would he have to get into arms trafficking? And what's more, he's a gerontologist.
Paleoanthropologist. He studies what apes you're descended from.
That's what I'm talking about. What the fuck is he going to know about modern weapons?
It's probably a dead end, but still, we have to check it out. I've known grocery store clerks who handle TNT better than a munitions expert.
By the way, in the file it says here we're looking for an alleged technologically advanced weapon, probably bacteriological, of unknown function. What does that mean?
It means that we might find ourselves having to deal with a gigantic fucking shitstorm. Something unlike anything anyone's ever seen before. And in that case, we're going to have to think up a way to neutralize the situation.
Anything bacteriological puts me on edge.